lies north of Oak Orchard Road, west corner of Orchard Manor and Circle Drive, being lot 42A, section 2 within Oak Orchard, within Orchard Manor Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Keith Haas, 24392 Banks Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, and Weidman here in Georgetown, Delaware. I represent the applicant, Samantha Haas, who has applied for a variance from the front yard setback requirement of 30 feet for an existing garage. Mr. Keith Haas is in attendance tonight to speak on behalf of the presentation, and he's seated to my right. The applicant purchased the subject property on September 28th of 2012. The prior owner, Carlo Deladane, had obtained a 13-foot variance in 1991 in order to construct the garage, which happens to be the subject of this application, and the variance allowed him to construct the garage 17 feet from the front property line. Unfortunately, Mr. Deladane passed away in 2011, and the applicant's immediate predecessors in title, Rebecca Scarborough and Patricia Brinkley, inherited this property. Unbeknownst to them, the contractor made an error and placed the garage 15.9 feet from the front property line instead of the approved 17 feet. A survey was prepared in September of this year on behalf of the applicant, which survey did disclose that the existing garage encroached in the front yard setback by an additional 1.1 feet. So it is now 14.1 feet from the front property line. The improvements, which is the existing garage, has been in its current location on the property since 1991. A permit was issued for the garage, and a certificate of compliance was obtained. The sellers and the applicant were both unaware at the time of the sale that there was any violation as a result of the existing improvements to the property. This property isn't unique in shape. A survey was submitted along with the application. If you look at the survey, you can tell it is a unique lot. This hardship was not self-created by the applicant or her immediate predecessors in title. Again, the improvements have remained in the same location since 1991 and were constructed by their predecessor in title, Mr. Carlo Deladane. At this point in time, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with code, as it would be necessary to remove the garage, which again has been located on the property since 1991. Therefore, the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. If authorized, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief, and it does represent the least modification of the regulation in issue. At this point in time, I'd like to ask Mr. Haas to come to the podium. Now, you've heard the representations that I've made to the board tonight, and in your opinion, are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes, they are.
Well, thank you. For those reasons, I do respectfully request that the board approve the variance as requested. And, of course, both myself and Mr. Haas are available to answer any and all of your questions tonight. Thank you.
I'm not sure if I may have misheard you. Did you say that the garage is 14.1 feet from the line?
It's technically 14.1 feet from the line.
Not 15.9, as the survey suggests.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. We have a 13-foot variance. Okay. I need an additional 1.1 feet, so I need a 14.1-foot variance.
Okay.
I apologize. It is 15.9 feet
okay.
from the front property line.
Okay.
I apologize for that misstatement.
It's okay. Just wanted to make sure that it didn't grow.
Okay.
It did not.
Okay. Are there questions for members of the board? Or counsel? With no questions, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has met the standards for granting variance in case of 11,108. I would make a motion to approve. I believe that she has proven that the property is unique and cannot otherwise be developed as such, not created by the applicant, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's a minimum variance to afford relief.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded. By roll call vote, Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And aye, for the reasons stated. Motion's carried 4-0.